Buzz FM presents The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White. For Arden Roof Systems, there's more to your roof than just shingles.
You gotta come out.
Hello. I got it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Come on!
Bang, 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 bang.
Here we go.
Morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning.
We got a Dr. Locke segment. I was talking about this during the pre-show post. I'm going to try to not talk about this again, okay?
Yeah. Can leave your dysentery in the past after today.
Yes, but I have some very important information for people just based on what I went through last week, okay?
Okay.
So it's worth passing along. Jimmy is 50 this year, and we got a Jimmy at the movies. We're celebrating 50 years of Jimmy, so we'll get his thoughts on heavy metal coming up in the sixth. We're also going to deal with his what do you call this?
A yearly thing from Jimmy now.
Well,
once a year he decides he's going to adult and go to the doctor and clean his apartment.
Do something,
lose weight. It's a yearly thing now.
And then we stop down and do nothing but this.
And then we talk about it for
a whole show.
About a month we talk about him being an adult and how he's cleaned his apartment. And then it goes back to how it was.
Yeah.
No, I've actually got... never mind. We'll get into it later.
He's got a plan, Grant.
Oh, yeah. And he always has a plan.
He's got a plan.
He always has a plan.
This is the new Jimmy. All right. This day, February 20th, 1959, a 16-year-old Jimi Hendrix stepped up on stage at a synagogue in Seattle for his very first performance. Fire!
From the Harvard Media News Center, The Locker Room News.
More than 67,000 Russian citizens have sent notes to the country's investigative committee demanding that the body of Alexei Navalny be released to his family. Navalny died last week in a Russian prison. He was the leader of the opposition in Russia.
Did you hear what the Kremlin's saying?
No.
Sudden death syndrome.
Oh, yeah, that happens all the time to them. It's crazy how...
tripped on some poison.
It's crazy how much that happens in Russia. They should look into that.
You know what? Maybe Tucker. Hey, Tucker, you
Carlson
got some
better
time?
Go back. Yeah.
Why don't you fly back to Russia? And instead of doing a story about grocery stores, do a story about Navalny.
Talk about this, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe interview some of his... supporters? I don't know. How about that?
He was in Russia, a Russian prison. He was the leader of the opposition, and they put him in a remote Arctic prison for alleged extremism, amongst other charges. A lot of critics feel he was in there just to punish him for his anti-corruption and political activities. The European Union has told Russia they need to release his body. The EU is currently working on a 13th round of Russian sanctions, with the two-year anniversary of their invasion of Ukraine happening this week.
You know what's crazy about this story is he's put hundreds of people in jail. He's killed.
Oh, this has happened.
He's killed
time and time
thousands.
Again. Yeah.
He's had thousands of people killed. His own citizens.
Yeah.
For just saying.
Speaking out against him.
In Russia right now, if you call the Ukraine war a war, you can go to jail.
Yeah.
If you call it the wrong thing, they'll come arrest you. Right. It's just, it's absolutely insane.
It's insane.
Honestly, here, I actually think that it probably would have happened anyway, but that Tucker crap, that just incensed me. I can't believe that. That guy actually has people that think that he is, that he's worth something.
The comments on the Tucker Carlson are what got me. I was like, doing it for money.
Yeah.
It's probably Russia paid him to go there and do that.
But he emboldened Putin.
Yeah.
The fact that he was killed that closely to Tucker's visit.
Yeah.
Because I think Putin thinks that he actually thinks that the West is coming around and that they believe his crap. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that whole thing, him dying, is just, it's 40, what, 48, 47?
I don't even think he was that old. Maybe 47, yeah.
Well, and the polls are strong for Putin right now, apparently, in Russia.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's got a solid chance of winning again.
You got a lot of options, so.
Oh, my God.
A locker room.
So Jimmy spent the long weekend doing absolutely nothing but cleaning. He's.
I took a pause to watch the Jimmy at the movies and go to karaoke. Other than that, all I did was clean.
When was the last big clean? Remember, he spent like a Christmas break or something filling the dumpster.
It was during. I think it was during COVID.
But that wasn't COVID. That wasn't a cleaning. That was, and before that
was a purge.
We hired a cleaning company.
Yeah.
Remember? Because we were going to do some bid at the house, and I said, I'm not going into that house.
So when you threw away all that stuff and filled your dumpster, you didn't actually do any cleaning?
I just was downsizing a bunch of stuff.
No. He doesn't... Grant.
So this is an actual clean.
This is the first time he has physically ever... cleaned a place that he has lived at.
Wow.
That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not too far out.
Okay. So when we talk about him, and I think everybody thinks we're exaggerating, he lives like a goat.
Eats old cans. Like,
he does. He lives like a goat. It's like somebody gave a goat an apartment and said, good luck, Tommy. Except the goat's name is Jimmy.
Jimmy the goat.
Yeah. All right. So this weekend... I was getting constant updates. I'd say 3-4 texts, pictures, videos all weekend long.
He's trying to impress you.
No, it wasn't as much impress. It was, I said on a Friday I was going
to
do it.
Trying to stay motivated.
And I was kind of, keeping motivated or accountable.
Okay. So we have a little bit of video. Grant, I don't think you've seen a lot of this. We'll watch this together. This is a sort of... What is this, 40 seconds?
40 seconds of different little videos throughout the weekend.
A synopsis of Jimmy's weekend.
Okay.
And by the way, in this part of the video, there's only 10 bags of garbage in there, but I actually threw out 18.
Okay. This should be interesting. Play the video, Jimmy.
All of that garbage, all of those bags.
Jimmy's apartment is very small, by the way.
We're purged from the den of sadness today. Kitchen floors are clean.
Look at her shining.
Look at that water.
That was the third bucket.
And bathroom.
Oh my.
Floors have been cleaned.
Look at that.
Hallway. And bathroom.
You can't put that
closet
in.
Closet's still full of stuff.
No, that's
this
it.
Is the cleanest my kitchen has been.
Serve me a lock a meal
over.
In there.
I might come over.
I moved in here.
What are we having?
I love the filing cabinet.
Yes, those
kitchen.
Are my elements for my stove. I'm waiting for it to dry.
You got
to
clean your heaters.
Yeah.
Can I give you some advice on this adulting thing that you're doing right now?
Okay.
Because what you did this weekend, he literally went home on Friday, got drunk, got up Saturday morning, and then just started cleaning. And he cleaned... all weekend long, okay? So he cleaned Saturday, he cleaned Sunday. I was getting constant updates.
Got drunk Sunday night.
And then kept
but
going all day yesterday.
Still got up yesterday morning, hungover.
That's what being an adult is all about.
Getting up,
getting
hungover.
Drunk, but still getting up and doing your responsibilities.
Here's what I would do if I were you. I would just give yourself one task a day, okay? And it doesn't have to be a big task. Just... like, this is what I do. I'm like, okay, I'm going to dust the loft today. That's my chore, okay? I mean, that doesn't include the other day-to-day stuff, like dishes and things like that.
Vacuuming.
Yeah, but I'm talking about cleaning, right? Like, I might just wash a couple of windows, or I'll clean one of the bathrooms, and I just sort of tick things off. If I'm behind on laundry, I'll spend the day doing laundry. And then you're just sort of always on top of it, and you have a smaller apartment, you can get away with it. So if you notice something needs to be cleaned, just go, okay, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Wednesday, my job is going to be, I'm going to clean the top of all of the elements, you know?
Yeah.
Right? And I'm just going to do that. And it might only take you 5-10 minutes, but it's a good way just to stay on top of things.
But today was not only a clean, it was a purge. Like, I threw...
Yeah,
like
no,
I
no, what emptied, you needed to do
I
was...
emptied my fridge, and I threw, like, probably 3/4 of my...
Did you make a stew?
Did you see the picture? There was one picture of his fridge.
No.
And it was like four bottles of Mountain Dew.
No, those are...
Well,
those,
you gotta be ready for wrestling.
Those aren't Mountain Dew, actually. They're empty bottles, and I use them because I've been...
There's urine in them.
Like, I get the crystal packets that you get, like the Crystal Light or whatever, and that's what that is. That's not...
In old Mountain Dew bottles.
Yes.
The Locker Rooms. Jimmy at the movies.
I shall call him Mini.
We represent the lollipop.
I will not be ignored.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
Jimmy, what movie did you watch on the weekend?
Heavy Metal.
This guy was a shrimp, so I figured I'd play it tough.
Where is the girl?
I am Ard, supreme leader of the revolution.
I forgot that.
Yeah, John Candy was in it. Harold Ramis. Who played Egon in Ghostbusters, Eugene Levy. It was a pretty cool cast.
It was an Ivan Reitman thing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Was it one of his first
Canadian,
one of his first sort of things?
'81.
Is Ivan Reitman
kind of right?
Ivan Reitman did the Ghostbusters, right?
Ivan Reitman did Spaceballs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Ghostbusters.
That's right.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff. Kindergarten Cop.
And he's Canadian.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting.
The soundtrack was pretty cool, too. Like, it had a lot of, like, you know, the 80s. Come on, there was Sabbath. There was tons of really good stuff in there. Yeah. Nazareth.
We just played Sammy from that soundtrack.
Yeah. And, like...
There's a couple of gems. There was also some serious duds off that soundtrack, though.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But, you know what's interesting about that movie for me? Because I watched it... And it's different. It's quite bizarre.
Yeah.
And I remember when it kind of got on our radar when we were in school. Like
it was a cartoon that had sex scenes.
Yeah.
And they were graphic sex scenes.
Yeah. It came out in 1981, right? Okay. Because we're making our way through. Yeah. 50 years of Jimmy as we're celebrating Jimmy at the movies. And so it was something that we didn't start watching and didn't start paying attention to until we were like 15, 16, 17, right? And I remember the conversation about it. And I remember like there was guys that had like VHS or beta tapes of it and guys would exchange it and go home and watch it or whatever.
Yeah.
It was one of those movies because it was a little taboo.
It was because of the graphic nature, you know, we were sometimes not allowed to watch that kind of stuff as kids. And so you'd sneak it in the house. And
the interesting thing about it is there were a handful of guys that I remember that were obsessed with it, Grant.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure all of them, at some point in their lives, spent some time in jail. I don't know what the correlation is, right?
But, you know, the funny thing about it is, watching the movie, it was definitely, like, the animation end of it was very 80s animation. Like, it was like how the Masters of the Universe, when it came out back then, it was similar kind of animation.
Had a similar feel.
And, like, it was kind of nostalgic, you know, looking at that, you know, watching that movie.
I had a similar kind of feel.
Even with the soundtrack, it was kind of nostalgic in that way. I think that movie could be redone with better animation, but like the storyline was kind of cool.
Was it? I thought the story was a bit disjointed.
It was.
It's a stoner movie too.
Yeah, I was going to ask, were you stoned?
No.
Should have been.
You kind of need to be.
Should have been, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know what? What's your review? What's your rating?
I gave it 4 out of 5.
Really?
4 buttery cobs to Tabor corn.
I'm curious. What's the Rotten Tomatoes score on that?
The critics were 66 and the audience was 67.
Okay.
That's higher than I thought it would be. I think it's a bit cultish now, right? Like,
yeah,
it's
kind of
falls into that category. So in the next couple of hours, we'll pick a movie. We're moving on to 1982, which has got some interesting...
Some great movies in 82.
Interesting selections. So start thinking about that for Jimmy's next weekend, Jimmy at the Movies.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
Okay. can't believe Pink Shirt Day is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's a week tomorrow. So February 28th, it's the Wednesday. It's 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. You can sign up. It's a panel like I've done last year. So me and a couple of other people talking about bullying.
Kids' cell phones
kids
involved again.
Kids' help phone is involved. And it's, you know, really good thing. You can share it with your kids. Go to schools.
You can tune in live, or you can watch it after the fact. It's going to be streaming live on YouTube, as far as we know right now. We're sort of working out the details on that. But Jimmy can sign you up as well. So if you're interested in playing this for your organization, for your youth group, for your team, for your classroom,
or even for your family,
whatever.
Yeah. Workplace. Some people played it there because there's bullying in the workplace.
Absolutely. So it's a good discussion. It's something that's very close to Jimmy's heart. He was bullied quite heavily when he was a kid, and then as soon as he got into the little person's basketball team, the Half Pints, they started to actually do a presentation during that show about anti-bullying, an anti-bullying campaign. When he got into radio, that continued, and it sort of developed into this online discussion, this panel every year.
So I used to do individual schools. Now I'm hitting as many people as will sign up.
Yeah, we had hundreds of people watching it last year. Yeah. Hundreds.
Hundreds of classrooms.
Classrooms across the country as well. So if you have a sister who's teaching in Halifax, send her a note. She can hook up. Now, Jimmy will send out the link for everybody to watch it live ahead of time. You just need to get them. We haven't set up an online form yet, but Jimmy's collecting email addresses and information and everything like that right now. So if you want any information about this, or you want to sign up your organization for James P. White's Pink Shirt Day discussion next Wednesday, 780-989-0957, just send him a quick email or a text, or get a hold of him on... Stay off social media.
Block Jimmy.
Yeah. Just block Jimmy.
Block Jimmy.
Send him a text. Send me a note.
Yeah. Let Lachlan know. Block Jimmy on social media.
It's safer for everyone.
The Locker Room.
Okay, boys. Story time. I think you'll like this.
Okay.
So, my daughter came in for the long weekend.
Okay. From Vancouver?
No, the other one
from Toronto.
Monkey Bird, okay. The oldest. She's in Toronto. So her and the son-in-law, they flew in, and I had to pick them up on Friday after work.
Airport run.
So I zipped down there, and just before I got out of the car, I got a text that they had landed, and they were going to be at Carousel, whatever, number 7, whatever. So I... The parking at
it's
the airport.
It's different now.
Yeah, it's a gong show. If you haven't been to the airport in a while.
If you're picking up, it's a gong show.
It's a mess.
Yeah.
They say it's because of construction, but I don't think they're going to...
Well, what I had heard is the where you used to do the drop-offs and the pickups, that concrete was all crumbling away or something, so they had to change it all around.
I think it's an excuse to force people to pay for parking, but
maybe, yeah.
That's just my conspiracy theory mind. This doesn't look like they're doing any construction. Anyway. Yeah. So you can do a drop-off and pick up on the back end of the parking thing.
Yeah.
Or you can hit daily parking, which is what I do now. I just go to daily parking and then walk in and wait, right?
Mm.
So I go in, and they're getting off the plane, obviously. And I just go to the carousel, and there's some seats back there. Just south of the Tim Hortons.
Okay.
Right? If everybody can picture it, if you've been to the airport, you know what I'm talking about. And I'm waiting, and I'm just on my phone, and there's a woman with her back to me, just in front of me, just sort of standing, and I'm not really paying any attention because I'm doing Twitter or whatever. And all of a sudden, she's walking directly at me, and she says, "Oh my God, I haven't seen or heard from you in years." See, now if you know me, you know that I have a poor memory.
Okay.
And this has happened to me, I don't know how many times, like, seriously, probably in the last 5 years, 4, 5, 6 times now, I'll run into somebody and they'll go, "Lachlan, how are you? Remember we worked together?" And I'm like, and I have, like, I swear to God.
No memory.
Zero memory.
It's probably because you're drunk.
And it's drunk my entire time working with these people.
Yeah.
You forget the names of people that you actually work with.
It's
now
so embarrassing. Okay. And so, and this woman has this energy about her in her presentation. So I'm like, oh my God, this is somebody I worked with. I quickly take a look at her and I'm going, okay, well, I'll sort it out. So I stand up and I go, hi, how are you? Trying to match her energy, right? And now she makes direct eye contact with me.
Okay.
And pauses for a second and says to me, excuse me, I'm on the phone. Dodged a bullet. But I'm not going to lie to you, it was a bit embarrassing.
The Locker Room presents The Grant Report, brought to you by iFurniture. Better, cheaper, smarter. Visit iFurniture.ca. Now, Grant Johnson.
So the owners of Pornhub are in the news because Pornhub is threatening to block access to their site to people in Canada. Yeah, I guess there's a bill in Senate right now that would require Canadians to verify their age to access porn online. That's what you want to do. Take a picture of your driver's license before you pound off. I'm sure there's going to be no security breaches with that. Imagine being the guy working that job that has to verify your age. Wow, this Lachlan guy watches a lot of Mexican little person porn. Anyways, Pornhub has said they will not verify ages, and so they are threatening to take porn away from all of Canada. And don't think they can't do it. They've already done it in both Utah and Louisiana. First, they made us wear seatbelts. Now they're taking our porn. This is a tough one, too, because you don't want to be the guy that's really upset about it, you know? Like, you can be a little bit upset, but you don't want to be the guy that's crying about this online too much. You have to walk a fine line on this one. And which politician is going to take the lead on this one? Normally, you'd expect Pierre Poilievre, to use it against Trudeau, but he's got some people supporting him that think you should be publicly humiliated in the town square if you diddle yourself. So he has to kind of keep quiet on this one. This might have to be a People Party of Canada issue. Anyways, enjoy it now because soon enough, the P-Hub might be off limits here in Canada. The Grant Report is brought to you by BOGO Tuesday at Edmonton Glory Hole Tours.
That's right. It's Tuesday.
Who needs the internet when you can go to Edmonton's only Glory Hole Tour? Buy one tour, get one tour today at EdmontonGloryHoleTours.com.
Another moment with Dr. Locke.
Okay, I promise this is the last I'm going to talk about it, but I'll give you a quick timeline of what I've been dealing with the Montezuma's Revenge from the trip down to Mexico.
Montezuma.
Got back last week, the Friday before we left. We went into Sausalito, outside of the resort, had street tacos, woke up Saturday morning. So what date would that have been? Let me just look at my calendar. So that would have been the 10th. So February 10th, I woke up, and it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And when I got back from PV, from holidays, I went to the doctor. And listen, I want to defend my doctor because he's not a pill guy.
Yeah.
And he always sort of leans on the, okay, last resort, we're going to give you these, okay? And he's not a guy that's writing me a script every time I go see him.
Yeah.
And he's not an anti-pill guy. He's just, listen, if you need this, I'm going to write this for you, but I'm not just going to give it to you for the sake of giving it to you.
He was like, you're almost over it. It's been a week, or not quite a week, but it's
4 days.
It's been a few days. You're almost over it.
And he goes, no pun intended, he goes, you're on the back end of this thing, so just ride it out. It should only last a couple more days. And if your body fights it off, it's usually better for you. And then he adds, and then he goes, by the way, also, one of the side effects of the antibiotics is the runs. And
I'm like, that seems like maybe you shouldn't take it.
But he gives me a script, and he says, here, at least you have it if you change your mind. And I'm like, okay. So I decide to just ride it out. I had one of my worst days Saturday. So now I'm
Which is weird. Like a week later, it came back.
Dude,
it started to slow up a little bit, ease off, right? And anyway, on Sunday morning, I literally woke up and I went to the pharmacy and I stood there waiting for them to open. I'm literally,
Give me my pills.
I'm at the front door of the Shoppers Drug Mart at 8 o'clock in the morning waiting for them to open the door. That's how desperate I was. I'm like, this is enough. So I go up, I get my pills. They give you antibiotics for this. By the way, I found out because my wife just went to the pharmacy. You don't need to go to the doctor to get a script for the antibiotics.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the few things, and there's a couple of things that just the pharmacy can give you.
Yeah.
If you go and you tell them your symptoms, and traveler's diarrhea, Montezuma's revenge, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's common enough that they can just give you. And they give you 6 pills. You take them 2 at a time for 3 days. I'm telling you right now, if you get this or you're in the middle of dealing with this and you're an anti-pill guy, just go get the damn pills.
It's one of those
times. Do it now. I regret waiting as long as I did.
Hmm.
My buddy was calling me Splash. So I have a new nickname. Last week was one of the worst weeks of my life.
Yeah.
I swear to God, it was constant.
We're all excited to put it behind us.
We can move on. Get the antibiotics. Just trust me on this.
If you're
a day in, and here's the other thing. When I talk to the pharmacist about it, he goes, I don't know what's going on, but I'm getting a lot of this. So there's something going on.
We've had a few people reach out and be like, I got it too. Yeah.
Something's going on in Mexico right now where it's, I don't know if it's more aggressive or what, but it just didn't seem like it was going to ever stop. Like,
can we stop discussing it now?
Yes. I promised Grant this morning when I said I have a Dr. Locke segment on my traveler's diarrhea.
But if it comes back, we just move on. We leave it.
Well, I mean, we're going to hear about it in bars and
in
social settings, but
just on the show.
Just on the show, no more.
The Locker Room, only on Cruise.
I think it's time that our fearless leader just walks away.
Trudeau.
When this starts happening, and this has been sort of a trend recently, when your presence in a business causes that business financial ruin across the country, you know me. Because is it A&W's fault that he went in?
No, because they weren't even affiliated with this. So he tweeted it on his own.
Just went in.
Went in and got a burger.
Went in.
To A&W.
Thought he would tweet about it, about having the new menu item. And there's an online active campaign to boycott A&W.
They had nothing to do with it. So what it was is there was a story about the new Peri Peri burger at A&W.
Yeah.
So there was a story about how it came from South Asia and some woman created it and whatever. He tweets, he sees that, he goes, that's a great story and a great burger. I had one today and it brought the heat. And he takes a picture of himself at A&W.
Yeah.
And because of that, people are like, boycott A&W.
Half the country has stopped going to A&W.
And they're like, we didn't do anything.
He came. We can't stop him from eating at our restaurants.
Yeah. You're not allowed to take pictures in here.
That's got to get back to him, right?
Yeah.
Like, they got to sit down and you're destroying the local economy.
Yeah.
Because everybody hates you, they're now boycotting a Canadian institution.
All the comments, too, are like, nice that you can afford takeout. My mortgage went up.
Yeah, it's over. He's just got to walk away.
Yeah, I think he'll step down.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. The writing's on the wall, I think.
I think he has to.
Yeah.
They got to give somebody else another
shot. If they want any hope. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes. This is The Locker Room with Lachlan Cross, Grant Johnson, and James P. White.
Okay, I'm going to play some audio here. All right. Before I play it, I would like to apologize to everyone.
It's not audio from you in the bathroom, is it?
So we thought this was done.
It's not audio from me in the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. We'll talk about it after. It's only a minute long.
It's gonna feel a little like one of Jimmy's Star Wars news.
Okay.
When he's by himself.
Good. Like, yeah.
It's only a minute.
We'll all be confused.
But it'll sound like it's 16 minutes long. So I apologize ahead of time.
It's 1 minute, though.
But let's get through this, and then we'll have a discussion about it. It's about this new theory called the Dorito theory.
One thing I can't stop thinking about is called the Dorito theory. I learned about this, and now I see everything a little bit differently. It goes like this. The idea is that only experiences that aren't truly satisfying are maximally addictive. So imagine eating Doritos. When you eat a Dorito and finish your bite, you're not fully satisfied. It's not the same as eating a steak or eating a really satiating food that's high in protein, and that after your bite, you really feel sort of that fullness and that warmth of satisfaction. Eating potato chips is addictive because the peak of the experience is kind of when you're tasting it and not after. There's kind of nothing that exists actually once the experience is done. The experience itself is not satisfying in the end. It's kind of the moment of having is the satisfying part. Now that I have a word for it, now that I have a framework for it with Dorito theory, just this idea that things that aren't actually satisfying are the ones that are maximally addictive, and that's why I want them, I think I can identify those areas and try to avoid them more effectively.
The reason I wanted to play it is because it might come up in your house. Like, if you got kids.
The Dorito theory.
Yeah, like teenage daughters or something like that, and they might be avoiding something, and they might be throwing around this term, Dorito theory, because I had no idea what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, Mom, I'm avoiding that because it's Dorito theory. So they're now applying it to other things, like relationships and stuff like that.
So they're saying, like, do things that don't just, not just a high of an experience, but that give you joy or whatever, that fill you beyond that moment of eating the Dorito. Okay. I understand.
It does give me a little bit concerned about the future of mankind as a whole.
Doritos are awesome.
By the way, if you are going home with a bag of Doritos and you want to try a new dip, hummus.
Hummus and Doritos.
Doritos and hummus.
Which Doritos?
And the red bag.
The originals.
And which hummus? Because I know you like the red pepper one.
Well, I mean, any hummus, it works. I like the one with the in the middle. What is that one?
You have a way of...
Starts with an S.
You were a server, hey? Would you guys like a little on the side there?
You know, they put like a, I don't know, they like put a garlic aioli or a, like a spicy salsa in it.
There's a garlic one. There's a red pepper one.
I did not expect to have a 15-minute discussion with hummus with Jimmy.
Hummus is awesome.
Hummus is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I don't know. Hummus. What's that one? It starts with an S. What do you call it? The guy from Arrested Development was promoting it
Jason
one time.
Jason Bateman?
No.
Will Arnett?
No, the bald guy. The lunatic.
Hmm. What's his name?
It's got a in the middle of it.
Get lost.
Sambus? Damn it. Somebody will text in. We'll figure it out.
The Locker Room. Only on Cruise.
Sabra?
Everyone thought you were trying to describe a flavor of hummus.
No, I was the
You were
brand.
Just looking at brand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but you
the
were
The one with the in the middle.
Yeah, that's Sabra, but they have different flavors. They have like a roasted garlic.
Yes,
they
I mentioned that.
They have the red one, because you went the red in the middle.
Anyway, I'm a hummus fan. I'll go through a bucket every couple of weeks. Thank you for all the texts.
Find their podcast at 957cruisefm.ca. Welcome to the Locker Room.
I saw this and I was just a bit disappointed in him.
Yeah, so was I. I was like, you got it. What are you doing? You look worse for doing this.
I'm great.
So Sean,
we don't know the nature of the relationship.
No,
maybe it was coming to an end, and it was already
possible. Yeah,
it might have already been on the rocks. I don't want to completely vilify the guy because I don't know the circumstances, but it on face value doesn't look good.
So Sean Evans hosts the show Hot Ones. Interview show where they eat hot wings that progressively get hotter.
Great
show.
He
is a great interviewer.
Yes.
I love that show. It's some of the best interviews and stuff out there. He was apparently dating a porn star named Melissa Stratton. Jimmy, do you know her?
I have to see her.
It was a secret relationship, though. On Valentine's Day, TMC reports, hey, Sean Evans is dating this adult film star. He then calls her and breaks up with her.
He promptly
on Valentine's Day. Because the relationship went public. So what it looks like to the naked eye is that he was embarrassed to be dating a porn star and he broke up with her when it went public.
Yeah.
I doubt that's the real reason, though, right?
Well, I've been shocked before. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you get a sense of somebody based on, you know, your how they present themselves on camera or on the radio or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you meet them and you're like, oh, you're actually a horrible human being. Doesn't happen all the time. But there are some people that are really good at hiding their warts.
Imagine, like, I had a friend who dated a girl like that, and she was like, we can date, but it has to be secret. That's what he was doing to her. I'll date you, but no one can know about this.
Yeah.
I've seen her stuff, by the way. I just had to...
unnecessary contribution to the conversation.
Hey.
I think it would be difficult to date somebody in that line of work. Right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I would.
You'd be okay with it.
Yeah, we've had this conversation. Yes, I think I would.
You think you'd be okay with it?
Yes.
Okay, then you go home to Tabor. Are you proud of...
Hey, like, Mom. I'd like you to meet...
This is Candy.
I think I'd be okay with that.
Okay. I respect that.
You're so lying.
No, I would.
You're the one of the few people that I would be okay with. Like, I would judge you, very little judgment for you, if you showed up and said, you know.
But how would you feel? Okay, so you're dating this girl and you're in love with her. And then Locke comes into work the next day. He's like, hey, I saw one of her videos last night.
I wouldn't do that, though. I wouldn't
go out of my... It could happen by accident.
It could happen by accident.
I saw her video.
As you said in a previous conversation we've had on this show, you know, she could be my gateway back, you know, into porn. You know, you've wanted me to get in for years.
No, listen.
You've wanted me to get into porn.
You told me the last time.
You would hold a viewing party.
You've been trying to pimp him out for years.
I never said that.
You did, too. Because you were going to hold a viewing party if I ever did one.
Of course we would. Somebody offered you a chance to be in a adult film.
Yeah, and we said you should do it.
You declined. It was one of those VR ones or whatever.
Yeah, it was like from Jimmy's point of view.
Yeah,
you could put a headset on and pretend you're Jimmy.
Yes, and he was at the sex show, the taboo sex show a couple years ago, and somebody at a booth said, hey, have you ever done, you know, adult?
Yeah.
And Jimmy was thinking about it, and we were trying... Out of everybody I know or who have ever met, you're one of the few people that could get away with it.
You could.
Right? Like, if I went home and said to my wife, hey, I'm thinking about getting into porn, that conversation's not going
to
go well.
Or to the boss. If Lachlan was like, hey, I'm doing a porn on Friday, our bosses would probably be like, you know, I don't think this is good for the brand. I don't think you should.
Yes.
If it was Jimmy, they'd be like, well, we'll do a viewing party.
Yeah, we'll show it at Cineplex. And we'll sell signed copies of it. We'll do a thing at the mall. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong. No.
That's all I was saying was that if you had decided to, and I was good either way, whatever your decision was, I was just suggesting to you that you have this thing. It's this Jimmy sort of thing where you would be able to get away with it. Everyone would just be like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
It just seemed like the logical progression for his life.
A locker room only on Cruise.
We've been doing this thing for years now called Jimmy at the Movies. So he goes home on a weekend, watches a famous movie. We quite often will have a theme. This year it is celebrating 50 years of Jimmy. It's his 50th birthday in November. So we started the year he was born. We've made our way to 1982. We do one every week.
I would have been eight.
So we're getting you to pick movies from 1982 right now. 780-989-0957.
There's a lot of good ones here.
When we started doing this, we all three of us were like, people remember what year movies came out.
Oddly well.
Oddly well.
I have to look it up.
Yeah. Anyway, a handful just to give you an idea, to give you a benchmark.
Okay, so he's seen First Blood many, many times. You don't need to text that in.
I actually watched it on the weekend.
E.T. came out in 1982.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
E.T. We have Gandhi won the Best Picture in 1982. There's Tootsie. Dustin Hoffman was an Academy Award winner.
Two really good picks.
Yeah. Tron, Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay.
There's just so many good movies.
We'll play a couple of tunes.
Rocky 3.
We'll settle in on a movie for Jimmy to watch. We haven't really had like a theme with movies.
No, it's just whatever.
It's just been whatever.
Something Jimmy hasn't seen.
It's gotta have a feel to it, right? Mm-hmm. I kind of like Tootsie.
3, 2.
The Locker Room's Jimmy at the Movies.
I shall call him Minnie.
It's like Minute at the Movies, but shorter.
All right, we're picking a movie. 1982 is the year we're looking at as we celebrate 50 years of our little buddy, James P. White. You've been texting in your favorite movies from 1982. We just went through a bunch that were on the list. 780-989-0957.
Yeah, and then the text came in. There was a text there for, like, The Thing with Kurt Russell.
Oh, that's...
Stuff like that.
No, hold on. We made you watch The Thing during an October Halloween thing. I'm positive of that.
I think so, too.
But the number one movie texted in is one we did not even
think about.
I'm not. Some will say the sun will come up in the morning.
Some will come out tomorrow.
Jimmy already knows the words. And Annie
I've seen
is
it
the
so
most...
Tomorrow.
Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
There'll be some.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we got a winner.
Annie. I'm boycotting Annie. I've seen it.
Why do you hate redheads?
I've seen it.
Isn't she a little person?
No, she's a kid. Do I have to really watch Annie?
Okay, the other most texted in movie was Tootsie.
Tootsie.
I'd much rather do Tootsie than
Do you know
Annie.
What that movie is?
I don't care.
It's Dustin Hoffman and Drank.
I'd much rather that than Annie.
In 1982, I was Tootsie for Halloween.
Were you actually? You kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of resemble tall and, you know.
I had the worst Halloween costumes.
Did your mom dress
I
you
was
up?
Also Gandhi one year.
Yeah, that movie
and that
also
was 1982.
Were you Cat Stevens?
Okay, so we got a choice to make here. Either you watch Annie, Tootsie, or Gandhi.
I'll go with Tootsie.
There we go. Dustin Hoffman.
All right, nailed it.
The Locker Room.
We're calling a firefighter, John. John, where do you work?
Jordan.
I was wondering that.
Yeah, his name's Jordan, not John.
Jordan, sorry. Jordan, where do you work?
I work for Spruce Grove Fire Services in Spruce Grove, obviously.
Okay. Now, Jordan, the firefighters in the Edmonton area do something called the rooftop campout for muscular dystrophy. Do you know the history of this thing? Is this an Edmonton thing, or do they do this thing right across the country?
I can't give you a for sure answer on that. I do know that it's a pretty widely used event for MD. I do think they do it across Canada as well.
Like, as long as I've been here, you guys have been doing it.
So a good competition between like Edmonton and Spruce Grove and all the whole surrounding area always has a good competition. St. Albert always gets involved.
St. Albert does it.
Yeah.
Not every fire hall, but quite a few of you guys are involved in this.
The Edmonton area does have pretty good buy-in. I think most of us do it. We kind of try to spread out the weekend dates and usually don't do it at the same time. But yeah, we don't go head to head, but we do keep note of kind of how people are doing with it. And
yeah, friendly competition.
Yeah, for sure.
Trust me, I know you guys compete. Whether or not you're willing to admit it, Jordan, I know you guys compete. When are you guys getting up in Spruce Grove? When are you getting up on the roof?
Yeah, so it's quickly approaching. We're actually on the rooftop. February 23rd is our opening ceremonies at 10 o'clock. So we'll have guys going up the roof then, and they're coming down on the 26th at 10 as well. So a full 3 nights up there, and hopefully we have a successful event and we raise a lot of money and get some money for the community Spruce Grove for MD.
The money raised is a great thing, but you're also bringing a lot of awareness to it as well for muscular dystrophy. So it's a great cause all the way around. A couple of things just to point out, Jordan, just in case anybody's just hearing about this for the first time. You can make a donation online, and I'll get you to get that information ready for us, Jordan. But you can also actually drop into any fire hall in the city and surrounding area, from what I've been told. With working with you guys in the past, and you guys have like a boot campaign where you can drop off a donation cash or otherwise into a boot. So where should we send people to donate to the Spruce Grove cause for the rooftop thing, Jordan?
Yeah, we don't have a link right now through MD for specifically Spruce Grove. We usually do have one. So the MD Canada website, you can donate online through that. And yeah, exactly. We will be up on the rooftop accepting donations, the fire hall in Spruce Grove, if you want to come in person. Right on the main website of MD Canada, there's a donation button that you can donate from that. We do have a separate link that will be specific to Spruce Grove that I can provide to you kind of when we get it.
Okay.
From MD. But yeah.
Do me a favor, fire that at me when that's active, and we'll pass it along. Absolutely. To everybody so that they can do it from the comfort of their own home if they don't make it down. Give me the dates again, Jordan, that you guys are going up on the roof.
February 23rd to February 26th.
There he is, from Spruce Grove Fire Hall, the rooftop camp out for muscular dystrophy. Good luck, guys. And listen.
Yeah, thanks.
This is a great cause. You guys do a wonderful thing. And we've been a part of it for years now here in the locker room, and we even spent one night up on the roof with you guys with a bunch of firefighters. It's a lot of fun. You guys are doing a good thing here.
Yo, thanks for having us, and we're optimistic that it's going to be successful again this year.
So. Absolutely. Wow. Nice work, brother. All right, thanks for your time today, man.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to the Locker Room Podcast. No, there's nothing you can do to get rid of that smell. They've tried. Catch the show live weekday mornings on 95.7 Cruise FM. Brought to you by Arden Roof Systems.